All right, and welcome to Strangely Weirdly Odd, the Oddcast. We are live. We are here. It is me, Odd. How's it going? And with me, as always, is Her Royal Hotness, Miss McKinley herself.
It's me. Should I do the wave?
Do the wave. There you go. A little princess wave, because she's a little princess, ladies and gentlemen. She's a little princess. So, so before we get started on the regular show here,
the irregular show?
Yeah, I wanted to just say that my grandfather passed away today, and so that was kind of rough, and he was a really cool guy, and he actually came over from Poland, and so, like, he changed his name. So, like, my last name is Edmund, and that was his middle name. And so his actual last name from when he was in Poland was Robleski, which is the Rorble, which is the sparrow, which is...
Why did he change it? He didn't like that?
They thought that they wouldn't be able to spell it and all this. And then everybody spells Edmund wrong anyway, so...
That's true, you can't win.
So, yeah, so it sucks. And, but, you know, then I guess I would have been, like, related to, like, Jack Sparrow or something. And that kind of form and fashion. But, just, like, you know, just a quick, shout out to him with, like, a little story about when I was a kid. I was, like, 13 or 14, and I had just started, singing in a band. And, we were walking, because he walked all the time, I remember it's like a really long walk, and it was from, if you're from San Antonio and the Converse area, and you know where Miller's Point is, and you know where Kitty Hawk Elementary is, or no, Kitty Hawk Junior High, or Middle School, or whatever the hell they call it now, is that's how far we were walking. And I remember telling him I was in a band. And he told me, can you sell me a ticket to go see your band? And I was like, no, I can't do that, you know? And then he goes, well, then you're not in a band. He was like, unless you can sell me a ticket to go see your band, then you're not in a band until you can do that. And so I always kept that with me. And I've always, you know, I think that's a real big reason on how come I like to get stuff done and have stuff for people. And instead of just, you know, there's a lot of people, I think that was the first time I really realized that, you know, you can talk all you want, but unless you do something about it and unless you actually work for it and get the stuff done and make a tangible product for people, then you really haven't done anything. And that's just the way that I saw it. And so big shout out to him. Rest in peace, Grandpa. Love you. And so what we got going on today,
these little cards
are cards that I've been doing for Dynamite, and these are Vampirella cards, and I kind of did them in a so what you guys are going to watch throughout this is I kind of did them in a what is that called, the whole Henry Ford like conveyor belt kind of style. So what I did was I took them all, and then first I did all the skin, and then you'll see I do like a different color, and then I do a different color, and then I do a different color, and just kind of build them up. So kind of an assembly line. That's it. Assembly line.
An assembly line. An assembly little line. Tiny naked lady
cards. Yep, these naked lady cards. So yes, as you can.
Henry Ford would probably be jealous.
Yeah, Henry Ford. Henry Ford wasn't looking at stuff like this, man.
No.
No, Henry Ford was looking at tires and. Like, auto parts.
Who's that tire?
That tire. That's you know, get those rubbers going. And so that's what I'm working on today. And or that's what you're seeing. So what's going on with you?
I'm here.
She's here. She's here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm putting on my sunglasses because I keep noticing that I'm looking in the wrong spot. And when I'm looking in the wrong spots, I look at the camera and then I feel like I look like I'm like lazy-eyed. Not anything wrong with being lazy-eyed for all you lazy-eyed people out there. You know, totally cool if you're lazy-eyed. Be lazy-eyed. It's all good. But yeah, so did you see the Star Wars, the new Star Wars trailer?
No.
For what's it called? The Rise of Skywalker. How is it The Rise of Skywalker?
Does a bunch of them rise up? I don't know. Like, I haven't watched it.
Like, have you seen like Episode 8?
Episode 8?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
The Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like spoiler alert if you haven't seen Last Jedi. But like he disappears and like so there's no more Skywalkers, so Rise of the Skywalker.
Oh, I guess that's like tricked ya. There's more.
Yeah, there's more Skywalkers. There's a Solo. There's still a Solo.
There's a Solo Skywalker?
No. Well, I mean, his mama was an Organa. She was, I guess her daddy was a Skywalker, but I don't know. It's just stupid, and I can't stand Star Wars anymore because Star Wars is just so...
It's gone too far.
It has gone too far.
It's gone way far.
Back in the day, like, Star Trek was nerdy, and Star Wars was not nerdy. It was cool. It was like, you know, it was just an action adventure show. But now...
How is one nerdy and the other one cool?
Because, like, okay, so, back in the day with Star Trek, you would have all these people, and they would be like... Oh yeah, you have to, the Klingon language is and you know it's a certain amount of this and a certain amount of protons.
Is this Elmo?
Yeah, Elmo's a big Trekkie for those of y'all who don't know. And then like Star Wars was just, it was just a movie. It was just like it took place in outer space, but it was kind of like a ninja samurai movie mixed with like a western.
A lot of action, yeah.
Yeah, and then they were shooting up a bunch of aliens, like it was all badass, but now it's all nerdy. It's all like, and then the man, and then, you know, Jabba the Hutt came from, and you know, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, nobody cares where the hell Jabba the Hutt came from.
Like, we have to go back into his backstory now.
Right, it's like, dude, and so, like, now it's all nerdy. I watched the trailer, and I have no emotional connection with any of these characters. I don't give a fuck about any of these fucking Star Wars characters. I don't give a fuck about stupid Rey. Yeah, she's a hot chick, and she's running around with her sweaty shirt on and and her lightsabers. All the guys are like, "Oh, Rey," but like, yeah, I don't know. She's kind of lame.
Yeah. She's just so, like, dramatic about things. It's like, okay.
She is. You should see the trailer. She's so dramatic about turning on her lightsaber. It's like, shut up. Like, she's like, like, she's so, like, she's got to be all sexy with it. It's like, shut up.
No, well, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
So, yeah, it's really ridiculous, man. It's really, really ridiculous. And, like, Finn, I don't care about Finn, and I don't care about Poe, and there's, like, 10 people left in the whole damn rebellion. And it's like, what kind of rebellion? You have 10 people.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to rebel very much.
No, they're going to... They'll protest. I mean, there was more people...
Peaceful protest.
Yeah, it's going to be a peaceful protest against the Empire. They won't even... They'll have to, like, assign one person... Like that's what the droids will have to make signs. You know, you guys make the signs. We'll go out there and we'll protest. All right, cool, man. So sick of Star Wars, man. Sucks now. Why does it have to suck? I'm done with it. With Solo, sucked. And Last Jedi sucked. And after that, it was just like...
I haven't seen the Solo one, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, don't
that
bother.
I heard it sucks.
Don't
yeah.
bother. It was terrible.
How come, like, he looks nothing like...
No, he doesn't.
He's two completely different people.
And he doesn't act like... And he doesn't act like him. He's like... It's not even like Han Solo at all. It's just
like snarky and sarcastic.
Yeah, he's
funny.
A badass.
Yeah.
Everybody, when I was a kid, everybody wanted to be Luke Skywalker. So everybody was like, oh, I want to be Luke Skywalker. And I was like, cool, be Luke Skywalker. I want to be Han Solo. Because
he's a cool one.
He was a cowboy. He had the gun. He was like,
yeah.
You know, he shot, you know, they changed it. And then it became this big thing of who shot first. But he totally shot the guy. He shot Greedo. And took him out like a little bitch. He was like, fuck you, Greedo. You're trying to kill me. And he was a badass. And he got the chicks. Luke Skywalker didn't get no chicks.
He tried a little bit, but...
He did, but it was his sister. Gross. Gross, Luke Skywalker, you gross ass.
So gross, though.
So gross, Luke Skywalker.
Just a little bit gross.
A little bit. I mean, he didn't know, but shouldn't the Force have told him? Like, the Force tells him everything and else.
The movie would have been just fine without, like, that, though. Like, ew.
Without making out with his sister? Yeah. It probably would have been all right.
It would have been just the same.
And then, so then I saw The Mandalorian. Did you see The Mandalorian?
No, what's that?
Okay, so you know, like, Boba Fett?
Yeah.
And Jango Fett, right? So they're Mandalorians. So now Disney's coming out with Disney Plus.
Oh, Lord.
And so Disney Plus is their streaming service. And with the streaming service, we're going to get The Mandalorian, which for me, it was looking cool. It's like, you know, he's like the bounty hunter. He's out in the middle of nowhere. It looks like very like a Western-y. It's done by Jon Favreau, who I think Jon Favreau is awesome.
I haven't heard of him.
He's the guy who directed the first two Iron Man. And he also plays Happy on the Iron Man movies. And he was on.
Oh, you said on your his show name Friends. Weird.
Favreau.
Jon Favreau. Oh, sorry.
Who said it weird? I said Jon Favreau. That's his
name.
I
didn't recognize.
How do you say it? How do you say it?
No.
Say it. Come on. How do you say it?
No.
I don't even think you can say it. It's like you're like somebody trying to say Worcestershire that does not say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
She was like, you know, it's that Worcestershire sauce.
No, okay. No, I know who he is. He's cool. I like him.
Yeah, and he makes great movies. Like he did the Jungle Book and stuff. So I think he's going to be better. So I was like really looking forward to it. And I look, and then it had Carl Weathers. And I was like, oh my God, it's Carl Weathers. Like,
oh my God.
Where's Carl Weathers been? Carl Weathers is amazing. Do you know who Carl Weathers is?
No.
Oh, Jesus. So Carl Weathers, have you ever seen the Rocky movies?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Where do I start? I don't even know where to begin. Have you seen Predator, the very first Predator movie? With Arnold?
So, no.
Oh my God. So, okay. So, number one, you need to see all the Rocky movies because Rocky and Creed, all those movies are just amazing. Except for Rocky 2 and Rocky 5.
They come on TV, then I just.
They come on TV all the time. What are you talking about? They're always on TV.
If I don't catch them on TV, then they're not going to get caught.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to figure out. I'm going to find some discs because I have all my stuff on digital now. So, I'll find some discs and.
I'm just like, send me the file.
Yeah,
You gotta watch.
Okay.
Pirate
so,
it for me.
So he was Apollo Creed. So he was like Sylvester Stallone's like main nemesis for the first two Rocky movies. And then he was his best friend in like the third Rocky movie and the fourth Rocky movie.
Oh.
And then his son is Creed from the two Creed movies.
Okay.
So he was in there and I saw him and I was like, oh my God, it's Carl Weathers. And even that, for some reason, there wasn't enough, I don't think, on the trailer to hype me about The Mandalorian.
Okay. What could I do more? Like, more fight scenes, or?
They didn't really show a trailer. It was, like, more of, like, a trailer of that they're making it.
Oh. Well, maybe they don't have enough yet.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was just, like, it was more of a behind-the-scenes look with Jon Favreau and, what's her name? We were talking about her a couple episodes ago. Bree something Howard. What's her name?
What? Bree Howard?
Yeah. The girl from Jurassic World.
Oh. Bryce Dallas Howard.
I couldn't think of her name. Yeah, so she's directing one of the episodes.
She's directing now.
So, yeah, so she's going to direct, and then a couple of the other directors, and it looks cool, but there wasn't enough that I saw to give me hype. So, for all the Star Wars stuff that they showed at the Star Wars Festival of people that are still holding on to the hope that somehow...
They should make that movie, Holding On.
Holding On to the Hope. Because that's for the fans. Yeah, because it's just gone. For me, it's just gone. I'm just like, I don't even...
It died.
I mean, episode 7, when I saw 7 of Force Awakens, I was like, oh, that's badass, right? It's finally something good. Because the prequels don't exist in my universe. Because they're... I don't care. They don't exist. They're the worst movies ever.
I don't even bother to watch them. God. I've heard so much about how they suck.
Try to watch them. Have you ever seen them?
I've seen like parts of them. They look really bad. Like,
they're so bad.
They look really bad.
They're so bad, and they had like that '90s. All the CGI
tried
looks
to
like
be, like really good with it, but now it's so bad.
Yeah, the CGI looks like it's from like a PlayStation 2 like video game. I'm just like, oh my God, what are you guys doing to me? And it sucked. And finally they came out with that, and I was like, oh, episode 7 was great. But I just think episode 8, they just really, they painted themselves into a corner that I don't think they can get out of. They fucked up everything with that movie, and it was just god awful. And if you're a Star Wars fan, hey, I love you. I used to be a Star Wars fan. I'm still a fan of
The good ones.
Yeah, I'm still a fan of what people are like. 4. No, it's not 4. It's not A New Hope. It's Star Wars, all right? That's all it's called. It's called Star Wars. And so I still like Star Wars. I like The Empire Strikes Back. I like Return of the Jedi. I like the Clone Wars cartoon show. I thought was okay, even though it had those shitty Anakin Skywalker. And it had old man Ben Kenobi, who I can't stand. Dude, when I was a kid, Ben Kenobi was like... Like Obi-Wan Kenobi, whatever, was like, nobody wanted to play Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, you had to be like the least like cool kid.
Old.
Dude, he was like this old man who just let himself get killed like a punk ass bitch. He was like, I'll be stronger now. And I was like, ah, oh, you suck, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you suck. And so, and now all of a sudden everybody's like, I love Obi-Wan Kenobi, he's so great. I was like, no, he's really not. Like, he goes out like a bitch. Like, why does everybody in Star Wars have to go out like a bitch?
I don't know, because they are.
They're not even bitches though. Like Han Solo, he killed himself because his kid was too afraid to kill him. And then who else went out like a bitch? Everybody went out like a bitch. I can't stand it. Fucking Luke Skywalker went out like a stupid. Like what the fuck?
Yeah, like who hides out? Like really?
Like who concentrates so hard that they disappear into a fart? like he died like a fart in the wind. Like, he was just like...
That's so funny.
He was like, oh, I'm concentrating. Like Thanos snapped his fingers.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is. I think it's a crossover. I think Thanos snapped and Luke Skywalker...
That might make it better. Yeah. You might think of that.
That'd be great. That'd be fantastic. Except for it happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So, I don't know.
What if they have the time stone, they can travel
to. Right, it's a crossover. He's like, that'll be the end of Endgame. As he's like, I won't kill people now, I'll kill people a long time ago.
Oh my god!
And then the Avengers are like, okay, we don't know anybody from then.
Okay. Then they're all happy. Go for it.
Do it then. We don't know. They're already dead.
I was like, really? You'll let me?
And then you just see Luke Skywalker and he's concentrating. Also, he's like, I don't like this, Mr. Stark. And then he disappears. Everybody was crying at that part. I was like, shut up, stupid Peter Parker. With your
cry
asses.
No, it's so cute though. Because his spidey senses.
Jesus Christ.
It made him sense that he was going to go away and that's what was happening.
It was disappearing. I don't know,
he
Mr.
Could sense it.
I don't like what's happening, Mr. Stark. Like, if you just, like, let's just take that audio and let's put it to some other video and we could make some really incriminating evidence. I don't like this, Mr. Stark.
That's not even what he says. He says, I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark.
Oh, I don't feel so good. I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark. Alright, whatever. I can't wait to see. I'm really looking forward to seeing Avengers Endgame.
Endgame.
I think that'll be really badass. So, I am looking forward to it. Please, dear God, don't let it suck. Because I just can't take any more shitty movies.
Watch It Sucks.
Oh my God, speaking of shitty movies. Did you see your boy Jason Momoa?
No, what did he do now?
He shaved off his beard.
No!
He shaved off his whole beard. And
he
now
still has like long hair though, right?
He still has his long hair, but he shaved off his beard, so he looks kind of weird. He looks kind of goofy.
Oh, his beard was so cool.
It's going to take a long time to grow back, man, for Aquaman 2.
Why did he do that? Well, they'll probably just get like a wig beard.
They'll hire the person that did the CGI for Justice League and Superman's mouth to CGI a beard onto him.
Why can't they just get a fake beard?
Why would he need to get a fake beard? Oh, can you imagine him Aquaman 2 and he's running around in Aquaman 2 the whole time with a fucking fake beard?
Well, if it was good enough, then you want to know.
Don't do it, Jason Momoa. Don't do it. No, I know.
Man, oh, that's not good.
I don't know. It's like,
why'd you shave?
It's like, do you watch Walking Dead?
No, I want to watch that.
Ah, oh, Jesus. I watch Walking Dead, and like, Michonne wears this wig, and it's just, it's so fucking obvious that it's a wig, and then Ezekiel wears a wig, and then the worst one, not all of them, was Rick, and Rick had this fake beard, and it was just, like, plastered onto his face, and it looked like something you would scrub dishes with.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
Yeah, like a little Brillo thing. Pad.
Yeah, the Brillo.
Yeah, it looked like a Brillo pad. they were like, okay, shape it to his face and a little bit of.
Someone was probably just like, psh, psh, you're good.
Yeah, like, just grow a beard, man. Just grow a beard, Andrew Lincoln. You're getting paid millions of dollars, man.
Just
grow a damn beard.
Like, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, for real. He should have got. You get enough off season. Like honestly, these shows are on for like, I don't even know, like 3 months. And then they're off for 6 months, and then they're back on for like another.
6 months is long enough to grow a beard.
Yeah.
I'd probably grow a beard in 6 months.
You could grow a beard in six. I've seen it happen. McKinley has to shave a lot, guys. You can't see it. That's why she stays so far back from the camera while I move close. It's because.
No, it's
because
I sit back.
She's got the scruff.
The scruff, okay.
She got the scruff. So
I don't like that image.
you don't like the image of you with scruff.
Actually, like, I don't know. It could be like this.
Come on, let's see.
No, that doesn't stay. It's not long enough.
No, your hair's too short to even give yourself a good proper mustache. You look like Inspector Clouseau from Pink Panther. Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. So here on this drawing, you can see that I'm putting in blood. So this is.
Is that what that is?
That's blood. So this chick is actually taking, this Vampirella. They're all Vampirella. So she's taking a blood
bath. One of them looked like Cruella DeVille.
She did kind of look a little bit. It wasn't Cruella DeVille, though. It was somebody else.
I figured.
It was somebody else. It was Maleficent.
Because
see, this is cosplay cards. And so what I did was, even though it's the same character, I thought what would be kind of neat for it to be cosplays, instead of doing the same character the same way in the same way over and over and over, like the same person just in different, I figured I would make them look like different people. Mm-hmm. So if you look at each one, each card,
yeah, they all look different.
Yeah,
kind of the same.
They're kind of the same, but they look like somebody different dressed up as them. So I tried to do that as much as possible with these particular cards. But yeah, so she's in a bloodbath.
That's cool.
So,
probably be like really good for your skin.
Would it? I don't know. It might be. I'm not gonna do it.
Those facials where you like.
Get dipped in blood?
No. They put these things on your face. They roll it on. It has like spikes on it, so it like gets blood out. And it's supposed to be good for your face. I don't know if it's supposed to be, but.
No. I don't know what you're. I don't know. I don't do this stuff. I don't do all this crazy stuff.
I don't either. It sounds retarded, but.
What do you mean? You didn't go. You haven't done this?
Well, no.
I say.
I can do it myself.
I say that's an episode that we need to have of Strangely, Weirdly, Odd, where we go and get the. get facials.
Like, it's like this, like, thing that, like, rubs on your face and it's got, like, spikes on it. So, like,
it bumps.
I don't know.
Getting this thing that she's rubbing on her face with all these spikes on it. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I've heard of it and I was like, that's.
And you haven't, but you haven't done it?
Like, no,
you haven't rubbed this thing all over your face?
No.
Where do you get it? Like, Walmart or something?
No. It's like a facial. You go and get it.
Oh. Yeah, I've never gotten a facial. I've given a few. But I've never gotten one, you know, so.
Yeah, neither have I. I don't know.
So, you know, I don't know. We'll have to find this product and we'll have to go somewhere. I think we should have a montage episode where we go and we get all of this spa treatment diggity done.
Are you just like.
That's what I think.
Not do that.
What? Why not? That'd be fun. Guys, if you guys want to see us go and try out a spa thing and let you guys know what it's like.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Please describe. describe it better.
I'm really worried about getting this spa thing and having this spike thing roll across my face. But for you guys, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it.
Are you willing to do it? Face? I mean,
are you willing to do it?
I guess.
All right. She's terrified. Look at her.
No.
She's fucking terrified. This is perfect. All right. So we're going to get McKinley out there.
And it's just my face.
And we're gonna do spa treatments, and that'll be coming.
I don't know.
Soon.
It might be like expensive or something. So I don't know. What? Some like stupid famous person got it, like one of the Kardashians or something. And it was like they were like, "Oh, this is so good for your face." It was like,
okay. Well, I tell you what. If any spa owners or if you know anybody that is a spa owner that wants to get some free publicity,
oh god,
have them hit us up. And so that way we can go to their place and we will tell you just how either amazing it is or how like absolutely terrifying the situation is.
It doesn't sound terrifying. It just sounds really dumb.
Especially if they have like one with like, what's that one thing? I saw one where you put your feet into like this pool of water.
Oh, yeah,
and
with
it's got
little fishes.
Yes. Fuck that. But I'll do it. I'll do it just to try it out.
If it's gonna make for a good show
for you guys, I will.
That would be a lot of fun. Oh. You would have to get your toes like painted and stuff.
All right, I'll get my toes painted. I'll get them painted black. Black is night. Black is coal. I want to see the sun blotted out from the sky. I want to see them painted black. Yeah. Yeah. So okay, that sounds good. All right, so we'll try. We might try that if we can find somebody who will.
I don't know where it does that.
Dude, there's spas everywhere.
Well, yeah.
So we just gotta find somebody that you know has a good spa or owns a spa or something like that. So if you know somebody that owns a spa, let us know.
Like, what kind of fish are they though?
Flesh-eating fish, apparently. Some kind of piranha.
A mini piranha. They eat the dead skin on your entire foot.
Jesus Christ. Don't tell me stuff like this. I'm not going to do it then.
Oh, I'm freaking out. I'm scared of a little fishy.
I'm freaking out. Yes.
Why?
I've heard those stories about the guys and they would go into the river and then the fish would swim up their pee hole and then...
Okay, what?
And that was it.
You dip your feet into a bucket and...
I don't know how far these things can jump.
There's no river.
I don't know how far
they
can jump.
Fish.
These fucking things
they
can jump
on. They eat dead skin.
Oh, Jesus. I'll try it. I don't know.
It might tickle.
I got a real goofy laugh. That's why I don't laugh a lot.
Oh, boy.
I just make people laugh. But I don't laugh a lot because I got a terrible, terrible laugh. So I had a real weird experience over the weekend. Our toilet seat broke for no reason. Like, I don't know how the hell
broke. Kind of broke. Like, did it crack or just
so like float? The end, like the little hinge.
Yeah.
Right. So where my knuckles would be here, this little situation.
Yeah. I'm familiar.
It just snapped. Well, you know, there might
jump
be
jump on it.
I don't know what happened. I went in there and it was all fucking broke, and I was like, oh no, it's broke. And then it, like, really broke. And then it was, like, completely useless. So we had to go to Home Depot. And have you ever gone toilet bowl lid shopping?
I can say that I've never done that before.
Okay, so the lid and the seat is, like, all together. All right, so if you've never gone before, you go and there's just this big wall. And the wall is just covered in, like, toilet seats. They're all vertical. They're like this, right? So that you can, they're like this, so you can just open them and see them, right? And you could try them out. Like, you could open it, and then, like, some of them were slow, so you could be like, and I'm like, boink, and it'll be, like, all slow, and or the fucking crash all fucking loud. And you're like, oh, my God. And I'm sitting there in front of this wall of toilet seats, right? And I'm trying to figure out.
That'd be pretty surreal. Like, what?
And I'm like, this is, right? It's like the craziest. And I'm like, and I'm looking at the, and I'm like, okay, what about this one? What about that one? You know.
Just buy a toilet seat. What does it matter?
Because there's like all these different kinds of toilet seats, man.
Oh my God. Could you imagine like the one having to be like designing a toilet seat?
God, dude. That's probably
what
somebody's.
What a job.
That's probably a good job.
Yeah, I know what I'm going
to
be.
You're going to be a toilet seat designer?
Yeah.
All right. The McKinley brand toilet seats. What?
The leg seats.
The leg seats.
That's what we call them.
Put your butt on your legs and push.
That'll be my slogan.
So gross.
And people would love that.
They would love it. But you know what the weirdest thing was as I was sitting there and I'm looking at it, I was like, this is, at the same time, while I'm looking at all these, at the same time, this is both the dumbest decision and the most important decision that I'm going to make today, buying this fucking toilet seat. Because I'm sitting there, test driving them like a car, just flipping them up and shit. And like, is this one going to be good for my ass? Is that one going to be good? No, that one's not going to work. And then, and at the same time, I'm like, but if I choose the wrong one.
Yeah, you'll be screwed.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's when you should, like, ask a sales associate, be like, so, do you have any recommendations?
No way. No way.
Would have to help you decide. Like, well, what do you find?
Number one, when you go to Home Depot, if you find somebody that's going to help you, go buy a lottery ticket that day. Because you, my friend, are a lucky, lucky motherfucker. But B, I'm not gonna go. You're not gonna do that. You think it's funny. See, she thinks it's funny, but like,
I would love to do
but
that.
Like, let's say you got to go pad shopping.
Go pad shopping.
No, pad shopping.
Okay.
Let's say you got to get a pad. Let's say it's that time. Let's say it's that time of the month, McKinley. Are you gonna just for the shits and giggles of it? Are you gonna go to Walgreens and be like, excuse me, could you tell me?
No.
Could you give me a run through on all of the special features of these?
Have you tried all of these personally? No.
Do you? I mean, like, you kind of look like you would have a heavy flow. Like, could you possibly tell me, you know, which one is going to have the best leak absorbage? I had a situation last month, you know, where things kind of got out of hand.
Gary, really?
And it looked like I was taking a blood bath, and people were freaking out.
Okay.
So are you going to go do that, McKinley? No, you're not going to go do that, because you're out of your fucking mind if you think you're going to go do that. No! This, like, I'm not going to go to fucking Home Depot and find fucking homeboy that's fucking works in the fucking department with nails and fucking hammers and shit and be like, hey, buddy.
How do you know someone in a toilet department?
Okay, even then, I'm not going to go to the guy in the toilet department and go, hey, man, do you think this one would look really good on my ass? You think this one makes my ass look big?
I don't know. Is that what you're looking for in a toilet?
Is this one comfortable? Have you sat on this one, sir? Have you? Does it cause cramping? Do your legs ever go numb, sir?
Have you gotten stuck?
Yeah. Have you ever gotten stuck, sir? Have you ever had to call for help?
Oh my God. Have you ever fallen in?
Has your ass ever got just a little bit wet, sir, when you're in there because your legs have gone up.
Where can else are you going?
Have gone up. And now you're stuck with your legs are up like this. And your ass is all the way in the toilet.
You sound like this comes from experience.
Well, when I was a little kid, things happen, all right? All sorts of stuff happens when you're a little kid. You can't tell me that when you were a little kid that you didn't accidentally one time...
I can't remember.
Sit on the toilet, and the toilet seat was up.
If it would have, I would have remembered that, you know?
And you went in?
I don't know.
You never went in?
I can't remember.
You never hit that water with your ass?
I don't know.
You're never like, son of a bitch, in the middle of the night?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Like, honestly, I don't know. I don't remember.
She knows.
I don't.
You blocked
don't
it out or
when
what?
I was a kid. Maybe.
You don't remember when you were
so
a kid?
Traumatic.
It was so long ago.
It was
so long ago. So long ago. And so very far away.
You done?
Never. I'm never done.
For now.
And, I can't believe you can't remember whether or not you ever...
No, I don't know.
Took a header into a toilet. Never?
I don't.
Well, I do, and quite frankly, it's not a fun experience, and I do not recommend it to any of our viewers. Well, I mean, unless you want to try it. I mean, I don't think you could really get hurt. I mean, you could do the ice cold toilet bowl challenge or something like that.
What's that?
I don't know. It's where you accidentally dunk your butt into the toilet water.
You purposely accidentally dunk it.
Yeah, I guess you're gonna have to purposely do it, or you could just set somebody else up to have to do it. Like, you could set up a little rope, and then right when they're gonna sit, you just pull the rope, and then it's like a trap door. They just go right into the water.
So much work.
It's the worst. Of course. That's what makes it fun. It's like an Indiana Jones, like, trap. That's half the fun of it. Setting it all up, man. Setting it all up. The anticipation. You're sitting there, and you're waiting. You're like, oh. Here he comes,
what
man.
Like, watching through what? Like, a people?
I don't know. I guess don't watch. You would watch, like, from the living room.
How?
Like, you would watch them. So, like, you give them, like, a bunch of laxatives or something.
Oh, my God.
And so, and all of a sudden, they're like, oh. And you're like, oh, here it comes, man. They got to go now. And then they go in there, and you're listening. Like, don't watch, because that's pervy. Don't be pervy. Where's the camera? Don't be pervy.
Oh my God, it's not.
So don't be pervy, but just like listen for it, and then you'll hear like you hear them unzip, and then you'll hear like the stuff go down, and then be like, all right, and pull, and then you just pull, and then they'll just. Speaking of dunking in cold water.
What, do we have 1,000 subscribers yet?
No, we don't have 1,000 subscribers, so for those of you guys
just subscribe. You don't have to watch. Just, like, subscribe so we can get it.
You don't have to watch.
Like, I don't Thanks. Know what you do. Just subscribe.
But, yeah, once we get 1,000 subscribers, then, yes, I will be dunked in a dunk booth at Ekman's Card Show. So will Mr. Colorful Sammy Flores and possibly a beardless Jason Momoa, if he were to come out of hiding, might dunk this one. That is way too chicken shit to do it right now. She doesn't want to get dunked, and that's okay.
I don't care.
That's okay, you know. What? What was it? You don't care?
I'll be dunked. I don't matter.
She'll be dunked, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard it here first. She's gonna be dunked. Now, I, of course, will be dunked in a bikini. I think you should be dunked in, like, a pearl costume from SpongeBob, because...
A pearl costume.
Because that's who you are. You're Pearl from SpongeBob.
I can see that.
Even though your dad's way cooler than Mr. Krabs.
He's on par.
No way. Way cooler than Mr. Krabs.
Who would he be from SpongeBob?
Who would he be from SpongeBob?
Dad, what's your SpongeBob?
He would be. He would be the Patrick to my SpongeBob. That's what he would be. Because he's my friend and I love him. He's...
Okay.
Him and your mom are my favorite pair of legs. In the whole wide world. You're tired of that joke. She's like, I can't wait to be married. And I'm gonna just lose this name. And be done with it all.
I mean, like, it's funny because I'll be like, yeah, Leg is my last name. People will be like, wait, really? Like, really? Are you serious? Like, what? Why?
What if you totally fall in love with, like, some guy named, like, Arn?
Yeah. Do you know how many times that's come up in some kind of conversation? Do you know how many times? All the time. Or people be like, what if you married someone whose last name is Dick, huh? How would you like that? I'm like, okay.
If his last name is Dick, he'd probably take your last name. That's how bad.
Yeah. Or we could just both change our last names.
What would you change your last name to?
I don't know.
If you could change your last name to anything besides herself.
I don't know. Just not something boring like Smith.
Like Smith?
That would be, I said not.
Oh, not boring. Something boring. So like
I don't know.
Like Chainsaw?
Okay.
You'd be a McKinley Chainsaw.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Chainsaw.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Chainsaw. I like to kill stuff.
I now pronounce you Mr. and Mrs. Chainsaw.
And there they go. It's Mr. and Mrs. Chainsaw. I'd like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Chainsaw for showing off today. They're lovely, lovely people, and they scared the living hell out of me.
Like, he's just standing back, like, right now, say hi to you.
Yeah.
Like, say hi to you. Just do it.
Just do it. I'm going to run.
Like, he's standing back, like, you get...
Do it before I run.
Do it. That'd Am I done? Can I go now?
Why'd you meet a guy named Chainsaw? That'd be awesome.
Okay, that'd be pretty
So, cool. Guys, if your name is Chainsaw out there, you can get in touch with McKinley via Instagram at, what is it?
It's Miss McKinley underscore herself.
Miss McKinley underscore herself. So if your name's Chainsaw, or if you just have an interesting last name.
Yeah, come, follow me. I want to see that.
Yeah, Yeah. So go follow her.
We'll have a contest to see whose weirdest last name was.
Okay, so we're going to give you guys 2 weeks from right now.
Okay.
To go ahead and post, to go ahead and follow McKinley, and whoever's got the weirdest last name.
Or if like you know someone who has a weird last name.
Tag them. Follow McKinley and tag them in the post. And I tell you what, we'll have a prize for them. I'll come up with a prize and we will give them some kind of a badass prize.
Okay.
Here on the show. So 2 weeks from now, and if you get any hits and yeah, followers.
That'd be kind of lame if we did.
For Miss McKinley _ herself, then the person with the weirdest last name, you are going to win.
We don't know what, but.
Yeah, it'd probably be like a drawing or a comic or something like that.
Like some kind of custom comic.
Yeah, it'll be not with a custom comic.
Last name on it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, custom. Jesus Christ.
McKinley. Like, I just have
that's drawn by McKinley.
Do you want to see some stickers?
It's called.
Oh, I'll do it.
It's called. It'll be. It's called a leg's life.
Jesus.
It's called them legs. And then, so we'll do something badass like that for you. And then, but if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram at Gary_Odd_Edmund. Twitter, the same. And Facebook is at The Odd Comics. And I will leave links down below. And you know what, guys? If you like the show, please like and subscribe. If we get 1,000 subscribers, what's going to happen, McKinley?
We'll be done. Also, we're on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. We're on Spotify now, and we'll have links for all of that stuff coming up as well. It'll be at the bottom of the YouTube channel. We'll put up links. And, so that's badass. And then I think we're going to try to get on iTunes, too. I want to try to get on iTunes.
We might be, because the thing that I did it on says, it's on multiple.
All right,
kind
cool.
Of things.
So we'll put down links for all the platforms and stuff like that, then. Yeah. And we'll have that for you guys. So if you just want to listen and you don't want to watch and see, you don't want to see us and you don't want to see all these half naked women. And if you're listening right now on Spotify, hey, thanks for listening. We have been describing a bunch of stuff that you have no idea. And if you want to see it,
yeah,
go to my Instagram page, go to my Facebook or Twitter, and you'll be able to see pictures of all this stuff there. And you'll be able to check it out. Definitely all that stuff is posted. So I want you guys to, all of you guys just listening, I want you to be able to see it too, if you want to. If you don't, and you're just driving around in your car and you just want a good laugh, then hey, as long as we can make you laugh, then that's all that really matters.
Don't
to
hit
us.
Something.
Huh?
Don't hit something.
Don't hit.
Like laugh, you're like, oh.
Yeah, please, for the love of God, don't hit anything. Oh my God. Yeah. Why you put that in a people? Now that somebody's driving. And they're like, oh my God.
And now they're trying not to think about it.
Oh my God, I'm going to hit something, man. I'm in the middle of all this traffic. There's cars all around. Oh, why? No, okay. Enough of that. Enough of that anxiety-inducing stuff. So, so here's the last stuff where I'm putting in backgrounds on this card here. And once again, if you guys want to see these cards and you're just listening on Spotify or iTunes or any of these other podcasts, you can check it out on our social media pages. But yeah, so I'm putting in some purple background here. These are cards for the Dynamite Entertainment Cosplay Women of Dynamite card set, which features Vampirella, which you're seeing here. It also features Deja Torres, the Princess of Mars. It has Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. And we also have Red Sonja. That's right, Red Sonja as well. And so make sure to check those out. Go to dynamiteentertainment.com to, I think it might just be dynamite.com, to pre-order those cards. I think it's only like $99.95 for the set. And you get all sorts of special stuff besides just these cards. These cards you will get are one-of-a-kind cards. And I'm just, shrinking down.
Oh, no, you got a little bit on the thing.
I did, but, I'm going to be doing some other stuff and to fix those outlines. So, thanks, guys, for watching, and peace out.
Peace out.